welcome to Don't Call It Jazz, KISU's very own listening hang from a jazz musician's point of view. I am your host, Jonathan Armstrong. I'm a professor of music at Idaho State University, where I direct the jazz program and the recording technology program. Today's show, we're going to be listening to a bunch of fantastic music of jazz musicians covering American folk songs. So we're going to kind of be traveling all through time and listening to some really wonderful reimaginations of old folk songs. And we're going to start with a track from the 1965 album, These Are My Roots, by the wonderful tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan. On this album, he covers Lead Belly songs. And what we're going to listen to right now is a Lead Belly song called Take This Hammer, again arranged by Clifford Jordan.
Tell him I'm gone, boy.
That was Wade in the Water from the 1995 album Steal Away, which was a duo album between Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones. Charlie Hayden was a wonderful bass player who made his mark in the jazz scene in the 1960s, playing actually with a lot of avant-garde musicians before really rounding out his career through the 70s, 80s, and 90s into the 2000s. With his own arrangements of American folk music. He really loved that music. In fact, Charlie Hayden grew up in Missouri singing with a family band. He had a family country and folk band called the Hayden Family Singers. And then he moved on to be like a great avant-garde jazz bassist, which is a really interesting turn of his career. And he hooked up with Hank Jones, who's a wonderful piano player, who himself grew up playing American black gospel music in Detroit. In fact, his father was a deacon in Detroit. And the Jones family was very musical. In fact, you probably have heard of his younger brother, Thad Jones, who went on to become one of the most influential and brilliant big band writers of all time, who also played with the Count Basie Band and was a wonderful trumpet player. And his other younger brother, Elvin Jones, who was an incredible drummer, who made his mark playing with the John Coltrane Quartet. So Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones both grew up with similar music. Charlie Hayden with Appalachian folk music in Missouri, Hank Jones with black gospel music in Detroit, and they got together to perform all spiritual and traditional music as a duo with this 1995 album, Steal Away. And that's just a wonderful rendition of Wade in the Water. Before that, to start off the show, we had this track from an awesome 1965 album called These Are My Roots, where Clifford Jordan covered Lead Belly songs. Lead Belly was a turn-of-the-century folk musician and guitarist that was discovered by Alan Lomax when Alan Lomax was hired by the Library of Congress to go record and document music that was happening in the American South, mostly black music and mostly spiritual music and folk music. And so he was very much an American ethnomusicologist that collected all this music and made Lead Belly famous at the time. And certainly Lead Belly has endured, you know, many of his songs, including Goodnight Irene. And that song, Take This Hammer, was written, influenced by Lead Belly's time in prison, talking about take this hammer away from me, where he was on a chain gang in Angola prison in Louisiana, which we'll actually hear more about later in the show. Moving on, we're going to go to a 2017 recording of Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is considered the black national anthem. And it's a really beautiful song based on a poem that was written by James Weldon Johnson to commemorate Lincoln's birthday. This recording is from the album Left, Right, Left by the wonderful Los Angeles drummer Tina Raymond that features Putter Smith on bass and Art Landy on piano. Thank you. was Howard Wiley with his Oakland-based jazz quartet, Extra Nappy, here on stage, Jensen Hall at Idaho State University. That was from a recording from the 2018 ISU Jazz Fest. Every year I bring in a different jazz artist to come work with some local high school jazz bands and work with our ISU jazz students. And each year I arrange a couple songs by that artist for them plus the big band at ISU so that we can all play together on stage, because there is nothing like a college musician sitting next to and playing next to a legendary jazz musician such as Howard Wiley and Extra Nappy. Boy, they sounded so good. And that composition was by Howard Wiley. It's an original called Come Forth to the House of the Lord. The original recording of that is from a 2010 album called 12 Gates to the City, and that album plus his 2008 album, The Angola Project, were all inspired by ethnomusicology recordings of Angola State Prison from the 1990s and 2000s. So an ethnomusicologist from Seattle, his name is Dan Atkinson, went to Angola State Prison, recorded all of these prisoners singing songs that were traced back to slavery and the songs that they would sing on chain gangs. And in fact, Angola State Prison itself had a plantation that was working through the 1950s. It's a bit of a dark part of American history, that prison. And so he wanted to go there and survey some of the music that was happening. And Howard was very inspired by that project and wrote two albums worth of material from it. And I couldn't recommend them both enough. They are brilliant albums. And I think they got underrated with how special and unique and spirited they both are. So I was really honored to bring Howard and his group to campus, and my students had just a great time playing with those folks. You heard from some ISU students on that recording. That was Dallas McRae on the trombone, Owen Flanagan on the alto sax, and Gabe Lohman on the piano. And then you heard from some members of Extra Nappy, such as Michael Tiny Lindsay on the electric bass with that amazing bass solo, LJ Holloman on an organ. We actually rented a B3 organ from him. And then Howard Wiley just screaming at the end, sounding so good on the tenor saxophone. We're going to move on with a Donald Byrd recording from 1961. The album's called Freeform, and it features a very young Herbie Hancock and a young Wayne Shorter. I just love this album. Donald Byrd was a great trumpet player and arranger, and in fact, his foray into funk music inspired Herbie Hancock's foray into funk music. So without Donald Byrd, you don't have the Headhunters or Watermelon Man or all that great stuff. So here is an original composition called Pentecostal Feeling from the 1961 album Freeform. Thank you. That was Hymn to Freedom, an original composition by Oscar Peterson, the iconic jazz piano player. That's from a 1963 album, Night Train. That song he composed inspired by the Civil Rights Movement, and he dedicates it to Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X and all the other freedom fighters at the time. Just a stirring performance that every single time I hear that, I find it to be deeply moving. Just a wonderful piano player and an absolutely legendary trio with Ed Thigpen on drums and Ray Brown on bass. Moving forward, we're going to do something a little different. This is from a 2013 album by the Los Angeles bass drummer Trevor Andries. The album's called Shades of Truth. And I just really like this as a really original take on an old folk song. The song we're going to hear is Wild Ox Moan, which was made famous by Taj Mahal, but was composed by Vera Hill in the early 1900s. And this is another Alan Lomax find. As I was talking about earlier in the show, Alan Lomax was a American ethnomusicologist that went to the South to document all of this folk music and black gospel and spiritual music that was happening at the time. And he found Vera Hall and had the original recording of Wild Ox Moan. On this recording, you're going to hear a legendary Los Angeles vocalist named Dwight Tribble, who I had the pleasure of working with several times down there. And he's just a huge presence in the LA creative music scene and a really unique vocalist that you'll hear. And in fact, I am on this album, and you're going to hear me play the tenor saxophone solo behind Dwight Tribble.
Won't you come here? Oh, good woman, and listen to this wild ox moan, Now won't you come here, good woman? Ooh, ooh. And sit down on your daddy. I got something to tell you. Oh, good woman. Something to tell you. Good, good, good woman. That will you satisfied. So won't you come here, good woman? Hear this wild ox moan. Thank you. said, won't you come here? Oh, good woman. And listen to this. This wild ox bone, yeah. Now won't you come here, oh good woman, yeah, good woman, yeah. And sit on your daddy's knee.
Trevor Andrews' rendition of Wild Ox Moan featuring the Los Angeles vocalist Dwight Tribble and myself on the tenor saxophone. Well, before we close out the show, I want to again thank KISU for the opportunity. This is an absolute blast doing this show. And if you want to know more about the program, go to kisu.org and click under programs and you can find Don't Call It Jazz there. You can contact me, super easy to find. If you go to the Idaho State University music page, you can see my email and information. Well, this last song is, again, by Charlie Hayden, who we talked about earlier in the show. Charlie Hayden, a wonderful bassist and actually a former professor of mine. He taught at California Institute of the Arts, where I went to get grad school. And this is from his 2005 album called Not in Our Name with his Liberation Orchestra. Charlie Hayden was a very political musician, and in fact, this album was a protest album to the invasion of Iraq. And so all of the songs on this album are either protest songs or reimagining reimaginations of songs like America the Beautiful and what you're going to hear now, Amazing Grace. It's a beautiful rendition. I really love the performance of it. It's very spirited. It's very strong. And Charlie Hayden was always very political throughout his career. And in fact, when he was in Portugal in 1971 with Ornette Coleman, Portugal at the time had colonies in Mozambique and Angola. He announced from the stage that this next song, one of the songs that they were performing, was dedicated to the Black Liberation Movement in Angola and Mozambique. And after the show, the Portuguese secret police arrested him, an American jazz musician, a famous American jazz musician at the time, and kept him underneath some sort of police station for days and interrogated him. Finally, I think Ornette Coleman and some different people from the American embassy had to step in to save him. So this is the kind of musician Charlie Hayden is. He's a radical musician and passed a couple years ago, and he just had a wonderful career, always stuck to his morals and was always quite strong with his statements. So to close out the show, here is Charlie Hayden's recording of Amazing Grace from the 2005 album Not in Our Name. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.